Blog Talk Radio.
Many people try to find that one. And they always come up with none. I'm not trying to end up like them, no. Cause being lonely just ain't for me.
Ain't for me.
So I'm steady
searching,
cause I know she's out there
lurking.
And she's gonna put it down till I'm done. She's gonna be the best I ever had.
I'm looking for the one.
Where are you?
I'm looking for the one.
I'ma satisfy her every need. Love her so good, she will never wanna leave. Now I'm gonna make the same mistake. Now I got an ice box where my heart used to be. So I'm steady
searching,
cause I know she's out there
lurking.
I'ma put it down till she's done. I'ma be the best she's ever had.
I'm looking for the way.
What's up? What's going on? It's G-Bev coming at you right live on the mic, y'all. It's a Thursday night, 9 o'clock. You know what it is. It's Sign Off Farms. Good to be back home. Not much to talk about. I would like to say, hey, yeah, got a lot to talk about, but don't have that much to say. I just want to get on the air and let people know that I'm still alive and I'm still kicking and doing my thing. This evening, we will be talking about anything. So if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-989-1014. 347-989-1014. I mean, pretty much anything goes. So anything anybody want to talk about, get off their chest, they can go ahead and call in and we can talk about it. One of the things that I want to talk about is just people in general. I just came back from Vegas and just seeing just the different people and different shades of colors and things like that and how people interact with other people. And I tell you what, it's one of those things where if you don't notice it, it'll really pass right past you. A lot of people always want to say that they don't see color and all these things. Let me reassure you, color does exist. So it's time for us to kind of put that I don't see color away kind of thing. Well, Vegas is a very interesting place. So I'd like to thank all the people who have supported me through this storm that I'm going through and still listening to my shows because my shows are still being listened to. Just wait until I have something to really say. we're gonna come back on strong and hard and fast. So one thing that does fancy me is this pharmaceutical rink that's going on. I mean, it is a mess. Do y'all realize how many drugs people take per day? I mean, we're talking about legal drugs, you know, drugs that you get from your doctor. You know, and they continue to pump these what they call legalized safe drugs into society while hit by multiple side effects. So you're taking one pill for this problem, and then you go and try to take another pill that tries to stop the other problem. So now you're up to four pills because of the side effects of the one pill that you're supposed to be taking for the first time. Oh, man, I tell you, that's something I'm dealing with right now. And I tell you what, I don't really like it. Too many pills, too many. Got to make sure that things work out for you and the things that you do. But those pharmaceutical places, and they need to be, we need to take a close look at those people and find out exactly what's going on. Because they represent, I wouldn't say a fraction, but I think a bigger part of the system. I mean, look at the web itself. Not the internet. I'm talking about the web. I'm talking about the interconnecting, weaving things in life. I mean, you can take your drugs and you can sell your drugs, right? If you need cash, depending on what kind of drugs they are. Nowadays, people don't care. They call them Skittles or something, and they just put them in a bowl, mix them all around, and pop it in their mouth. You look at your medication that you can possibly sell. You get caught selling those drugs, guess where you're going? To jail, right? What is the fastest growing industry in America? Private prisons. Why is that so? Shouldn't the private sector you have to understand there's the public sector and the private sector. And these prisons are privately owned companies. So it's not like you go to county, you know, I mean, that's county jail, that's public jail, you're not really doing much there. But these maximum secured prisons, these private sector prisons are sprigged up all around the world. What can you do about that? Jesus is the man that not what we want, but what other people are saying that we need. When there's more crime, we need more prison. And so they have us thinking, and I say they, I'm saying the one percenters, have us thinking that if we can get them to be confused, then it's easy. It's easier than making a cake. They give you, you know, if you look at the back of a cake box, they give you instructions. Well, guess what? They'll say people instructions on how to do it. Now, I know a lot of people want to talk about marijuana. And we should do a show about marijuana. And the effects that it does have positively, and we've talked about drugs briefly here on this broadcast, and that's only because it's important to know who was controlling what and what's being controlled. Now, I was watching, if you haven't seen it, it's called The Union. Basically the name of the movie. It's a documentary about marijuana. And it takes place in British Columbia, Canada, BC, Canada, right? And how they grow weed there. It's one of the biggest places that they grow weed all around the world. And this is not to push marijuana, but this is to let people know that marijuana are the strand of hemp. Not all that stuff's bad. Like I said, we've talked about drugs briefly on the show and what it has done to different communities and what it has done socially. Now, because we're not going to talk about political. We can talk about social in this structure. Socially, it has been used as a scapegoat. I mean, that's the only word I can come up with that pushes the idea that only certain types of people smoke marijuana. We know that to be false. But the machine tells us that people who are really bad smokes marijuana. Well, we know that doctors, lawyers, judges, politicians, and all of them smoke marijuana. That's just it. But if you look at the books are totally different when you carry marijuana or if you carry a hard drug. Now, once again, it goes to this military industrial complex, and that's the machine that we always talk about. And there's other parts, fashions to that machine. This is the part that I was talking about, the pharmaceutical portion of it. The reason why I picked this is because of the situation that I'm in. So you look at what the machine data tells you, and then the stereotype that's been pushed down people's membranes in the brain, and nobody can really tell you exactly what marijuana does that is bad for you. They assume that it's bad for you because what the machine has put out. Now, I think everybody in their entire life has experimented in marijuana. And if you look at marijuana, marijuana is not going to make you go kill nobody. Marijuana itself kill you. I don't know what studies that you've looked at or what studies that may have been brought to the table, but I do tell you this. It does have a specific purpose. Now, just like any other plant on this planet, it has a specific purpose. From my knowledge, I mean, you can crossbreed, hybrid it, you know, organically put it together, and it will make you healthier. That's just from my understanding. I don't know that to be factual. I don't have any facts behind that. And the only reason I don't have any facts behind that is because I don't partake in it as of yet. We're going to try to do something to make us better. So, what else? Let's see. Not much is going on in my world right now. I don't have much to be like, you know what, I hate that, you know. Let's see here. I know we talked about depopulation, and I want to really talk about that because, y'all, it is coming to fruition. And if y'all don't know who that is, what that is, then, man, y'all got to get on the ball. Now, you have to go to National Security Memorandum 200, okay? National Memorandum 200, or NSM 200. If you have not heard of that, you need to go and you need to Google that and find it. Matter of fact, let's Google it together and see what pops up. I like using Google. You can use whatever search engine you want. I'm not trying to brand anybody or persuade anybody any other way. And these documents have been released. See, this document was released in December 10th, 19th. This is when it was actually declassified. December 10th, 1974, classifications, the subject in the general declassification schedule to examine Executive Order 11652 automatically downgraded at 2 years intervals and declassification on December 31st, 1980. Okay. This document can only be declassified by the White House. Probably wondering what the world I'm talking about. This memorandum is the breakdown of what they wanted to do to the world. And let's see, they got a couple of points that they want to pull up. There's about 30, I'm down to 30. So let me give you just a peek of what they're talking about. I love talking about this men are random because during Nixon's time frame, he had Henry Kissinger let loose like a wildebeest. He was just on it. Boy, Kissinger was on it, you know. My computer died, and I got to wait for it to come back up. But Henry Kissinger was on it, and he had done some real evil type stuff, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, some evil stuff. Now, whether you believe that or not, hey, listen, this is not my life. That's not what I'm here to do, but I'm here to dispute distribute the information. And I tell you what, that man had done some really funky things, and he continues to do it because he's on the board of the Bilderberg group. And if you haven't heard of the Bilderberg group, you definitely need to go and check those guys out, because they are for sure some very not nice people. Earlier in a couple of my radio shows, and if you want to call in, the number to call in is 347-989-1014. That's 1014. Just waiting for my computer to boot back up, and then we can get back on this minimum random before we have to go. Always fun entertaining you, ladies and gentlemen, and just remember, life is short, you know. So we always have to try to do things that is our best interest, for not only for ourselves but for our family, and keep that in mind. All right, here we go. This is from the table of contents. It says part one, the analytical section. Chapter one, world geographical trends. Chapter two, population and world food supply. Three, minerals and fuel. Four, economic development and public growth. Population growth. Five, incorporation of the population pressure from the national security. Six, world population conference. Part two, policy recommendations. Section one, a U.S. global population strategy. Section two, actions to create conditions for fertility decline, population, and a development assistance strategy. Alpha, general strategy and resources for AIDS assistance. B, factual assistance programs to create conditions for fertility decline. C, food for peace program and population. Section three, international organizations and other multilateral population program. A, the UN organization and specified agents. B, encouraging private organizations. And then it goes on to section four, provisions of developing family plan systems, information and technology. Alpha, search for improving fertility control technology. B, developing low-cost delivery system. C, utilizing a mass media and satellite communication system for family planning of developing the world political and popular commission to public stability. Now, why would the government want the world to have improved fertility control technology? Why would they want to develop low-cost delivery systems and to utilize mass media and satellite communications into family planning? That don't even sound nice. It doesn't even really sound, I mean, I don't know what planet a lot of you guys are from, but I know I'm from planet Earth, and that does not sound like that's in our best interest. Not even close. So, time is running down. Thank y'all for coming out and listening to me. Just keep that in mind. It's the NSSM, the National Security Service Memorandum, Study Memorandum 200. This report was given by the Kissinger Report. Next time you see me or hear me, you should be sounding off.
New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. Nobody has to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this. Tell them this. Tell them this.